Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. United Nations Special Envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, said Tuesday the situation in Syria has improved dramatically. He said aid shipments to the eastern part of the city of Aleppo would soon be possible. De Mistura hailed what he called a drop in violence over the first 24 hours of a ceasefire brokered by the United States and Russia.
Comparing the bottom line to previous days, there is no doubt a significant drop in violence.
The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said that it had received not a single report of combatants or civilians killed by fighting in any areas covered by the truce. Syria and Israel issued conflicting claims Tuesday about the fate of Israeli military aircraft that conducted airstrikes on the Syrian side of the border in the Golan Heights area. Syria's state-run Sana News Agency says the Israeli plane and drone went down, but Israel says although Syria fired two missiles, the aircraft were not harmed. Former Israeli President and Prime Minister Shimon Peres suffered a stroke Tuesday. According to one report, the 93-year-old Mr. Peres had been put in an induced coma in an Israeli hospital. The Nobel laureate is said to be in serious condition. The separatist leader in eastern Ukraine's Donetsk region has announced a unilateral ceasefire starting at midnight on Wednesday. In a recorded statement aired on Russian television Tuesday, Alexander Zakharchenko said he had ordered rebels' troops to cease fire and urged Ukraine to do the same. He accused Kiev of a lack of willingness to solve the problem in a peaceful manner. This is VOA News.